He was straight as a chalk line and right as a rule. He was square with the world. He took good care of his tools.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we appreciate you doing that. Voted the number one contractor referral network for 5 years in a row. If you're on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, don't forget to make the effort of casting your vote, keeping us number one. We always appreciate those of you who take the time to do that. In today's Arizona Republic article, we're talking about taking care of your tools. And I'm asked many times, particularly when we're out at the home shows, what level, what quality of tool, what brand name recommended tool do I like to use? What would you find in my toolbox if you were to have the key to it and get into it and access it, or find me out on the job? What tools would I have scattered all about here and there? And I'm a believer. Now, young in my career, I had a superintendent friend, a partner, a mentor. The man's name was Gus Stewart. And you remember Gus, don't you? And Gus,
the name's not
Gus. You were pretty young. I'm going way back here. But Gus was a great, great man. Taught me a lot about the construction trades here in the valley. And his perspective is you buy the best tool you can buy and wear it out as fast as you can. And I would always kind of baby my tools. And he said, Rosie, if the tools aren't wearing out, they're not making you money. if you're not getting as much work done as fast as possible, if you're not eating this tool, there isn't a tool on the planet made to last forever. Buy the best one you can afford and use it. So that's been my standard for all these years. I know a lot of people that'll buy the tool on sale, buy the tool on special, offbeat brands, you know, and use it for a job and basically just toss it. Well, I'm just philosophically against that, because I'm philosophically against throwing away anything. And Terry at the landfill at Phoenix, he's really sparked. I was always an avid recycler, but since that tour we took, I'm a rabid recycler.
I'll say.
Golly. That really
made an impact on you, didn't it?
It did make an impact on me. It really did. So I'm not for one for buying cheap throwaway tools. I like to buy as good as I can afford, and I like to take care of it. And a big part of that is the maintenance on these tools. And a lot of the tools need to periodically be sharpened. And we just finished the landscape and garden hour. And, you know, you've got to keep a nice coat of oil on your shears and your loppers. And I'll tell you something. I'll give you a tip. A little tool that I bought that puts an edge on those landscaping tools faster than anything in the world. That little Dremel tool. With a sharpening wheel on it. I mean, you sit down, you spread your loppers, open it up, take a little grease or a little WD-40, spray that edge, put that Dremel tool on it. Man, you can get an edge like that fast. It's great. I used to use an old archery broadhead file, you know. And those work really, really well, but
take a little time.
Takes about 10 times longer. So I've really enjoyed that Dremel tool. That's a great tip. And not only for sharpening tools, I use that little thing for hundreds of things around the house all the time, trying to get into some little corner or nick or cranny. They're great little tools.
And I've heard you say that before, but it always sounds so much in reverse, because I'm used to having the sharpener still, and you move the blade across the sharpener.
Yeah.
This, you're holding the blade still, and right. The sharpener, you're going over.
And you're done.
That just seems...
The Dremel tool, actually, for lawnmowers, you can actually buy a lawnmower sharpening jig that mounts to the head of the tool, and it actually holds at exactly the right angle, and you just go back and forth across the blade. Done, baby. And that makes a big difference on how good your lawn looks, too. Good sharp blades on your mower.
Yeah, you can tell when it's not cut, because you'll see grass laid over as opposed to being chopped.
Yeah. It does make a big difference.
You can tell when that starts to dull.
So in today's article, we talk a little bit about tips that we've learned over the years about keeping your tools clean, keeping them sharp, keeping them ready for when you're ready to use them. And I'll tell you another great tip that I found out is my friends over at Scotty's Lawnmower up at the Scottsdale Airport, they now sell pre-mixed 50-to-1 fuel. And it's a little bit higher octane, and it has no ethanol in it. And my problem is with all my steel lawn equipment, my oleander hedger, my weed eater, my blower.
Mixing your two-stroke oil?
You know, mixing it and then not getting it used up through the gas tank fast enough. It may sit there for a month or 6 weeks in between the time I'm trimming up my oleanders. Well, now they sell this gas with no ethanol, a little bit higher octane, already pre-mixed. You can actually tell the equipment's running better when you're running that fuel. Now, it's expensive, but it's worth it. So I can't remember the name of it. Comes in a little can. I buy it at Scotty's. Wherever you buy your 50-to-1, wherever you Hans equipment on 32nd Street, any of those places where you're buying your lawn and garden tools or lawnmower fuel, see if they don't have this new product, because boy, it's spectacular. Now, speaking of tools that I've recently had the opportunity to play with, when y'all went up to the hardware show in Las Vegas, I'm glad I had that idea, sending y'all up there. That was really, really a smart thing for y'all to do.
Thank you.
We got a lot of information out of that trip.
Just a lot of fun, too. Yeah. Just kind of what's going on in the world and what's new and what's innovative.
One of y'all's contacts was by a company I had heard about but was not familiar with at all, a company by the name of Karcher, K-A-R-C-H-E-R, Karcher. And I don't know who y'all met or who you impressed, but a pressure washer showed up at our house.
And boy, has it been fun.
This thing is a Karcher K3000. And think of a pressure washer. It's got the compressor on it and the gas motor, and it weighs 180, 200 pounds.
It's too wide for one person to pick up.
It's very cumbersome
for one person. To the back of the truck or two people.
This is the tool you say, why didn't I think of this? It is small enough it would fit in a carry-on suitcase for an airline.
Well, it's just like the size of a canister vacuum cleaner.
Okay, another great comparison. I don't think it weighs 20 pounds, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Not much over 20, 25 pounds. It's very lightweight. It's very portable. It's an electric pressure washer that you connect to your hose, you plug in, and everything is triggered by the wand trigger. And it's 1,800 PSI. Jennifer, I got out there one night. When I got it, I used it like a toy. I mean, I pressure washed everything. And I started the back patio, which had never been pressure washed. We usually just hose it off. And Jennifer liked the way the pressure washer looked. And over the last 4 or 5 days, you finished pressure washing the whole back patio.
Well, if you look at Facebook, you'll see the difference in the color. And when I started the back porch, the concrete tile was the color of monsoon haboob.
Yeah.
And then after I finished, it was back to original, kind of a grayish white concrete look. And then I went ahead and sealed it. It was so clean. And the other thing that was amazing about it, if I had spent that much time spraying a hose, there would have been water running down the street.
Well, that's true.
But there was hardly even a puddle. It's just that water's under such high pressure, it doesn't take near as much. So we did that. And then the screens that hang down to keep the patio shady, they had had a calcium buildup from the misters. You know, we sprayed those off, Romy. It's just like they're not even there. You can see
the
right
through
them.
The sunscreens look brand new.
Wow.
It's
because they were looking a little shabby last time I was there.
Well, they had all that residue on it from the misting system.
That took it all off?
Blew all that off.
And then the brick, I mean, I'm still going, but it's fun, and it does a really nice job, and it's not heavy or cumbersome. I did it by myself. It was great.
And you look at these gasoline power washers, and, you know, it's pretty easy to get to $1,000 on a decent one pretty fast. This thing is just a little over $200.
Really? That's
yes.
it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So this is like Rosie's toy tool of the month. Karcher K3000 pressure washer. And they also sent you a window washing vacuum machine. What is that?
Well, I haven't perfected it yet, but you you spray on your cleanser, and then it's like a blade. You know how you blade your windows? But it, instead of running the water down your window, it sucks it up. So, I mean, it worked really nice. I just, you know how I am about my windows.
Yeah.
I haven't perfected it yet, but I haven't had a lot of time.
Okay, we'll keep playing with that. But we can
vouch. Pretty good line of products.
We can vouch for this pressure washer, a great little toy tool that really gets a job done. Not going to make it in a commercial application where you're having to go to 2,000, 2,400, 3,000 PSI. But 1,800 PSI for cleaning off the back patio. I'll tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing, Romy, you do not do with it. Do not turn
the
black city trash can on the side, stick your head in there, and try and power wash the bottom of your trash can.
Did you know somebody who did that?
You don't want to do that. It's nasty.
You know what I was... last time I was at your house, I was actually quite impressed. I'm like, you know, this is the same trash can that was here since. I mean, this trash can is 25 years old.
How many shrimp holes have been in that thing? How many crawfish heads have been in that thing? Fish guts, and fish heads.
I was impressed. You still had the same one, but I could smell it about 10 feet walking up to it. So I hope it at least smells a little better for you.
Well, I'm gonna have
how many
to.
Shower, did you have to turn the wand on your head and spray yourself off after that?
I didn't say I did it. I just said I know you don't
you
want.
Had Carol
I
do that.
I just know you don't want to do that. But you have to put on a hazmat suit to do that with goggles and glasses. But anyway, the Karcher K3000. It's available for $200. Rosie's Toy Tool Pick of the Month. You can get it by calling Gilson Enterprises at 480-782-7412. They're located at 355 East Warner, Suite 1, Chandler, 85225.
And they do deliver statewide as well.
Yes, they do.